Now, friends, we come to the 20th chapter of the book of Proverbs, and as we do, we are proceeding in this section that we have said is so important because, very frankly, it sets before us the wisdom of Solomon, and it's particularly directed, in fact, rather specifically directed to young men. Now, I think it means not only young men, but it means to every Christian today. In fact, unbelievers can learn a great deal from this. I believe that the reading and study of the Word of God will bring you to God, or it'll certainly drive you from Him. It'll have a definite effect upon your life, and it will do just that. Now, as we move on in this, I want to begin today with this first verse. And this was the first time that we've had any warning concerning alcohol or concerning the use of booze, if you please. I like that name for it because that has all the connotation of the evil that liquor and booze has done down through the ages. And I suppose that alcohol has wrecked more homes, more nations, more businesses than anything else. There's nothing to compare to it in that particular connection. And it says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, I personally don't want to get into this controversy again, but it's my firm conviction that the Lord Jesus did not make an intoxicating drink at the wedding in Cana, Galilee. Now, anyone that tries to make of Him a bootlegger there is doing absolutely an injustice. Somebody gives me this argument. Well, you know that in that climate, in that day, that all you had to do was to put that grape juice in a wineskin, and in time, it would ferment. Yes, but the Lord Jesus started out with water, and in the matter of a few seconds, He had wine. My friend, it didn't have a chance to ferment. No possibility at all. And then you must remember that this was a wedding there in Cana of Galilee, and that in a religious service like that, everything that had to do with leaven was forbidden and would not have been included at all. And that's the reason at the time of the Passover, the wine could not have been fermented. That would be the working of leaven. And leaven was forbidden in bread, and it would be forbidden in the drink also. The bread and drink could not have been that. So that this thing is condemned in the Word of God. And here is the verse for it. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. And today, how many folk are being trapped by this sort of thing? America is becoming a nation of drunkards. I do not know about you, but I'm not impressed when the press and the news media always let us know the tremendous amount of taxes that comes in from the sale of liquor. Well, may I say to you, they always forget to tell you about the hospitals, the insane institutions, and the number of people that have been maimed for life by a drunken driver. That is not reported today. And I understand that that type of news is suppressed because one of your biggest advertisers are the makers of booze. And that today is as bad as drugs. I understand at the very beginning, and I get this from a man that actually is with law enforcement, and I'll not even attempt to identify him. He said to me, he said, you know, at the very beginning, the liquor interests helped fight the drug traffic because of the fact that they were afraid it was going to hurt their business. They'd much rather have a kid become a drunkard of alcohol than become a drug addict. And, you know, that sure was generous of the liquor industry. You just can't think of them being so big-hearted. They didn't want the kids to become drug addicts, but they would, you know, make them alcoholics. That is not bad, of course. And as a result, though, they began to see that people were beginning to make the comparison. Several of these youth groups came forward, and they made the statement that they didn't feel that if they were going to smoke marijuana, that the crowd that was going to tell them not to do it ought not to be sitting around drinking cocktails. And you know, I felt like those kids had something when they said that. My friend, don't misunderstand me again now. I'm not for smoking marijuana, but I believe that that kid has as much right to smoke marijuana as you have to drink your liquor, my brother. I don't care who you are that's listening today. This idea that you can point your finger at these kids, let's us stop drinking the liquor, then we can talk to our young people about smoking marijuana. I say to you today, the hypocrisy of those outside of the church is lots worse than the hypocrisy that's on the inside of it. This is the thing that was the undoing of Noah. And this is something that, from that day to the present hour, liquor has been a menace. Now, don't misunderstand me. Alcohol, if it's used right, is a medicine. But the minute that man transfers it over to the place of a beverage, that's when it becomes dangerous. And the number of alcoholics is increasing every year. It's one of the greatest tax burdens that we have today. But you don't get that through the news. And I'm of the opinion that this program will not be very popular on certain stations. In fact, we may get a notice that we either going to have to change our message or else get off. And may I say to you that it's a dangerous thing to lift your head against this hydra-headed monster that I think probably will bring our nation down. I don't think it's the missile coming over the pole that'll destroy us. I think that it is the liquor that is being sold today that's going to destroy our nation. Now let me move on to verse 3.